Hey, you're listening to Apostates on the Fringe, Atheist Leftist Podcast, where we talk about religion, government, all the fucking bullshit that's happening in the world. We're brought to you by Atheist Society of Knoxville, and we're your hosts. I'm Alistair.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Sam.
Sam, you good over there, bud?
Yeah.
Seems a little distracted there, buddy. What are you...
I'm having a pastryarchy, but it's a different pastryarchy than what Alice... You didn't have the Vietnamese.
No, I never tried that one.
Yeah, apparently pastryarchy is just like a style
like a brand
of beer.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not... Duclaw is the brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they have different ones. So what was the one that you had?
Mine was a peanut butter one,
okay.
I believe.
So this is Vietnamese-style coffee stout. And it's good because I love Vietnamese-style coffee.
Never had Vietnamese. How does that differ from like the Colombian coffee I'm pretty used to?
I don't know exactly. It's kind of milky.
No, not from the beer. Like you said, you go to...
No, I know. I'm trying to look at... I mean, I've had it. I have it all the time. I don't know exactly what they do and what makes it different.
Oh, okay. Does
it taste different?
Yeah, it tastes different. It tastes a little... I don't know. It is a little milkier. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have the Cigar City Brewing, and I was a little nervous about this one, but it's the Frostproof. It's a Belgian-style white, and it tastes exactly like the fucking beer I had last week, which is also a German-style beer. So, yeah, I'm... Just back to back, just fucking almost identical tasting beers. It's fine. It's good. Just I was expecting at least some kind of difference, but like German beers are very very similar.
I like German beers though.
They are good. Are you ever gonna get back into the beer, or is this just a permanent hiatus?
It's been like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I think, since I've had a beer. I don't really have that much of a desire to get one right now. I've enjoyed my stomach being normal.
I mean, that's a good reason to not drink beer. It doesn't really affect me at all. I mean, coffee milk stouts do, obviously. The coffee fucks like everyone's fucking stomach.
Yeah, but that's
so.
What I like a lot, though, is
the coffee ones. I mean, fair enough.
I don't like the light. The light beers probably wouldn't fuck with my stomach too much. I'd probably be fine, but I don't know.
So this week, we were watching Ian kind of come through, and it hit Cuba as like a Category 1, and then as... Republicans tend to deny is that the super warm waters of the Gulf Coast rapidly strengthened that bitch into almost a Category 5 in just a matter of days. Like that's not normal. Like that
it's
rapid
the new
intensification.
Normal.
It is the new normal. That rapid intensification is not something that would not occur outside of the extremely warm surface temperature of the oceans. This
can't
is...
believe you're buying into this shit.
Hey,
hurricanes
what was that? Did you
see
that flyer?
Hoax.
Did you see that
it's
flyer?
All a scam.
Did you see that flyer?
Can't even
about
say
the geoengineering fucking flyer where we're dropping. Chemtrails to like block the solar radiation.
Yeah,
to
that's been going around for like years. They've been talking
about
that.
They can't believe the actual science, so they make up shit that's even harder to believe.
Yeah, no.
But they put a pretty picture with it and use sciencey words, and they'll get someone to believe that's what they do.
But yeah, Tucker Carlson gets on his show talking about hurricanes being a hoax. He's like, but this one coming to Florida is real.
Hurricanes are a hoax, period.
So, but generally aren't hurricanes sent by God to destroy the gays? Isn't that like normally what happens?
Florida looks like a dick and he hates it. It makes him jealous.
This is what one of the, they call it a 500 year fucking flooding event. Like one of the
oh,
worst.
You mean, wasn't normal.
Wasn't Katrina God's punishment?
How
is Florida not going to be God's punishment?
Because Ron DeSantis is there. They'll find a way to defend it because, you know, you have Ron DeSantis in power. But they'll still find a way to blame it on the gays. There's always at least one or two crackpots.
They always say it's because we haven't purged ourselves of the gays. We're being punished for not murdering the gays yet.
You know, it's because Disney is celebrating gay is why.
Oh, are they? Yeah. They're so good at that. Love Disney.
I did just trigger you. I knew this. You're so easy to trigger. I just throw Disney to anything. It's easy to get scared. So first up, Ken Paxton's a little bitch.
Yeah, he's such a bitch. Man.
You shared that story, and I was reading this like, this is really fucking happened. This is the Attorney General, and he's fucking like hiding from a processor,
like running to get in his car because of someone, and he's saying, oh, he didn't tell me who he was. He had talked to his wife first. He went to the door, talked to his wife, saw him in the background hiding then. And when she wasn't taking it, so he walked away. Then they said he saw like a truck pull up and then like the garage door opened and then they were about to leave or something. He got out and the process server went up to him, and that's when he started running back to his car. His wife jumps in the car and just like start backing up, and he's like, I feared for my life. I didn't know who it was. And you know, there are all these attacks against Republicans like every day that the media ignores.
I'm almost certain I read that, like, even his office was aware that the subpoena was being issued. This was in regarding to, like, some of the abortion funding lawsuits or something
like
that.
Yeah, his office was aware.
Like, his office was aware, and so he's just like, don't serve me the subpoena. But my favorite part was this I am very badass moment where he afterwards, trying to defend himself, right? He says, the process server is lucky this situation did not escalate further or necessitate force. He added, noting that he takes common sense precautions for me and my family's safety when at home. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to come out with a gun blazing. You're not going to attack. You ran like a little bitch and got in a truck. That's the reality. The reality was you're a little bitch. And this is the same fucker, by the way, who we have a disdain for, because he's the one who wrote that fucking piece that had they wanted parents who provided gender-affirming care and to have the when they did that, to report them to Child Protective Services.
Right.
Like, he's that fucking asshole.
Yeah, yep.
And so this little asshole is a little bitch that can't handle being served a fucking subpoena, which was which was ultimately quashed anyways. Fucking judge quashed that shit because
he has buddies, because justice doesn't work anymore.
No, evil always wins. In fact, the other evil always wins story that I dropped earlier was that they're recommending not even charging fucking Matt Gaetz and his trafficking shit. So yeah, these people are just being slippery and getting away with fucking
evil.
Every
always
evil
wins. Take justice into your own hands, kids.
I hate that that's the reality, but every time, like now, this all these things with Trump coming
down—it's a moral obligation at this point.
Like all these things with Trump coming down, like there's we didn't talk about it last week because we had a lot of things like on our plate last week. We had a lot of things to cover. So, but we had four or five different Trump stories where, you know, they had the civil lawsuit from the New York Attorney General Letitia James for him fraudulently valuing his properties. Did you guys know that he had listed Mar-a-Lago at a value of $740 million, despite it being only $75 million? So I have all these things against Trump, the Georgia election thing, you have the January 6th still going on, and then now the FBI probe for the handling of classified or presidential records that he had in Mar-a-Lago. But do I have any confidence now with all these things happening that anything will ever happen to this man? I don't think so anymore.
Evil wins.
I mean, the point that I've heard that makes a lot of fucking sense to me is the only thing worse than indicting Trump is indicting Trump and failing to convict.
That is true.
And that's a very serious thing, because that pretty much gives him the power to do whatever the fuck he wants. If they can,
he's already got that power.
Well, not only that, but it would also literally ruin the career of whoever brought that indictment or issued that, because they would have to weigh the evidence, like, and a lot of these things. Now, Letitia James, I think, is going that's civil, not criminal. She's going for $250 million, trying to prevent him and his children, because his children were named in that shit too, so they can't like hold executive positions and businesses but only for like 5 years. It's kind of like a sweetheart, like, stay away from my state for 5 years thing. Even if that goes through, I don't know if I have any. I don't know if I have any kind of positivity anymore regarding, because he's such a slippery fucker. His objection objective is to always delay, complicate. The only time he didn't delay though was when they're like they wanted to get his deposition in Florida when the hurricane's coming, and they're like, "Hey, let's reschedule," because the fucking hurricane. And they're like, "Nah, bro, we're gonna." So Trump's lawyers flew down there for the deposition. And they're like, I guess the judge did rule like that you're fucking stupid. And like, no, we're gonna move this because of the statement from the Hurricane Center citing the damages. But that's the only time they didn't want to delay, which is weirdly enough. Another case. It's like some weird. Have you heard about that case? The phone fraud case. I hadn't even heard about that. This is something else completely unrelated to anything else we've mentioned prior. Like, he's got all I don't understand how he has any time to do anything except deal with lawyers.
That has to be all he's doing for the most part right now, is just constantly fucking talking to lawyers.
and getting on Truth, bragging about how he's the best golfer in presidential history.
Did he do that?
Like, he posted that today. I swear to fuck he did.
He's like Kim Jong-il. He's, you know, he made a 5 hole-in-1s. He made every hole-in-1 on the entire course.
It's funny you brought that up because I found Facebook Memories popped up a picture of
is it a GIF?
Illustrated picture of Kim and Trump fucking dick measuring contest.
They're both the little mushroom
on the table with a fucking tape measure around. It's a funny little graphic.
But I don't, again, my confidence level with seeing with what happened with Ken Paxton, Matt Gaetz, like, you gotta be super solid, and the lawyers, there's always been enough, like, evidence that may not be enough to get the indictment, or for it to have the indictment but not get the charge by a jury. So,
well, I mean, all it takes is one fucking MAGA person, or one QAnon person who doesn't have much of an online presence, being like, yeah, I don't know anything about all of this, and getting on a jury. And then it all gets thrown out, you know? It's like, I don't, it has to be hard to get jurors for stuff like that.
It would be hard. I know we mentioned it before, nearly impossible to get 12 impartial jurors. Nearly impossible. And that's just for the FBI Mar-a-Lago thing, which I guess now Trump, I guess last week, thinks he could just, if a president thinks it's declassified, like that's, he's that level of stable genius that, but the Mar-a-Lago special master,
he's not the yes man that he thought. He's not putting up with this shit. He's been like demanding that they, like, he pretty much cornered him. Do you think that the FBI lied or something like that?
Yeah, what evidence do you have that the FBI planted this stuff? You have made these statements several times. What evidence do you have to show for that?
Do you truly believe that? Like, forcing him to answer that question.
He's also trying to get the lawyers to do what they know they can't do. He's trying to get the lawyers to state and prove with evidence how those documents were declassified. They know they can't because they know they would be lying in so doing. So they have refused to do so. But that is one of the demands that Judge Deary has made. He said, if you don't, then I'm going to have to take this prima facie evidence that the Justice Department has presented that these documents were classified. Outside of that, I'm going to go with the prima facie evidence that these documents were and still are classified, because you have not shown any evidence to the contrary, and they won't, because they know they can't. They can't just go up there like, well, Trump was on Fox News last night and he thought about it, and because he thought about it, they're declassified. Like, they're not going to do that because they know that they can get, I don't know if they would get disbarred over that, but they can have sanctions.
They can't say he psychically declassified everything.
No. I mean,
I wonder if the feds talked to him before they conceded that he'd be a good one. Like, it seems like they had to, I mean, for them to be like no at first and then suddenly being like, yeah, okay, we're good with this. And then for him to be this, like, I'm not playing your fucking games.
Yeah, so I had to kind of, when I listened to OA's kind of breakdown of Judge Deary and how it was kind of a wild card where we didn't really have anything on him, where, you know, the other two were seemingly in Trump's pocket. You know, we knew that he resided in New York, so they had kind of like, maybe he had crossed paths with Trump and there was some secret handshake deal we didn't know about, but he is not the yes man that Trump thought he would be, at least not right now. I mean, we know how Judge Cannon kind of flipped pretty quickly when she issued the ruling allowing a special master, but some of that's even irrelevant because last week, a federal appeals court overruled the ruling that said that they couldn't have access to those documents during the investigation. So they have access to those documents anyways, because they're like, yeah, Judge Cannon.
Well, she backstepped her order after that.
Because it was bullshit. She knows it's a bullshit order.
She knows it's bullshit.
Like, I don't know why she even attempted to play that game in the first place, unless it was just to appease Trump. Like, I'll scratch your back for, you know, whatever you have on me.
The special master is like, may end up being one of his biggest mistakes.
Well, it's backfiring with him, definitely, because he's not playing games with his attorneys. Yeah. You know, with everything we mentioned before, he's not laying down and just being what Trump kind of assumed. Why else? Because I can't imagine why else Trump would submit that name. I can't see Trump submitting an impartial judge who would be fair to him and to the Justice Department at the same time. He would want something that is slanted towards him, that would favor him. It's very, very strange why they picked Deary, and why, yes, like you said, the Justice Department initially declined them as a candidate, but then went along with it. But
I hope so far this it's working. Guy was on the phone with Trump, like, man, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. And then immediately calling the fucking DOJ being like, look, man, I told him that I got him, but like, I want to bury this motherfucker.
Because who wouldn't? God, but unfortunately, Trumpism, the Trumpism is spreading. It hasn't just been with U.S. local politicians. We've seen how the Trumpification of candidates have, and gotten in a lot of states. It's been worldwide. Yes. First, we have the tropical Trump. We have Bolsonaro had propped up, and I guess it is endearing to be called that. You know, Boris Johnson a Trumpy kind of guy as well?
Kind of.
He wasn't bad. Like, he was more pro-vaccine.
He did run on racism.
Yeah, I guess he was just more racist, but not Trumpist, because he was at least pro-vaccine, a lot of pro things, but I'd always assumed he was a kind of a Trumpy kind of guy. I'm not sure.
I mean, he's a dumbass, if you count that as being Trumpy.
That's everyone that's in the GOP that's the firebrand.
I mean, they're either idiots or using useful idiots to prop them up.
I'm talking about the more firebrandish ones, like Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene sort of thing. You know, sorry she's getting divorced and wants her privacy, but doesn't want privacy for women, but whatever the case may be.
I wouldn't
want
to be married to her either.
Who would? Or, we were talking before the show. You know what, Al, you're right. I don't understand how someone like George Conway can be with someone like Kellyanne Conway and have that kind of view to go home and be like, fuck Trump. She's like, but I love Trump. Like, how? What kind of a home
she
is
must,
that?
She must suck like a vacuum cleaner.
I don't think you could, like, fucking get me off 20 times a night. And I don't think I could put up with a fucking Trump supporter like that. I don't care how good the sex is.
You don't know Trump supporters
that get you off 20 times a night.
They can't find the clit, Sam. Quit lying
to
yourself.
Exactly. They can't find the clit.
It just, to me, like, no. If I can't fucking have a rational conversation with you, like
out in the woods trying to find Bigfoot before they find the clit.
Yeah.
I could. Yeah, you're right, because they're illogical. Like, in order to, or irrational, or both, to accept that Trumpism is a good thing or was beneficial for this country and to come home.
They don't care about this country.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Trump getting elected, actually, yeah, that pretty much killed my fucking desire to date. And a lot, like, I'll think about it from time to time. But then I, like, I get on, fucking dating apps and I'm looking around. I'm like, what if they're lying about their political views? What if it comes out that, like, it's just, like,
you'll know when you see their truck.
No, I just don't want to deal with it at all. So I just don't date.
But fortunately, because we're in that group, I guess I'm a rando on Tinder and these are my demands, and they are very clear, typically, within their profiles, what their views are. I'm talking about the far right ones, the GQPers.
No, not all of them. Some of them definitely are, but I've found fucking fascists that will match with
me on
there
that you
can't even, like, really, like, they don't have anything on their, I only swipe right. I get on Tinder and I play, is it like hipster or fascist? Because sometimes it's hard to tell. And so I'm like looking in the background, I'm looking for tattoos. It's a fun little game. If I can't decide, like if I'm having a hard time, I can't tell if he's fascist, I'll go ahead and swipe right. And like one time I did, and like sure enough, he ended up being involved with the Proud Boys.
Oh.
And I found that out when I asked him. I was like, hey, do you mind it? Because he was trying to get me to meet up with him. I was like, hey, can I get your last name so I can just make sure you're not a serial killer? Never fucking heard from him again.
He's like, I know how y'all dox people like me.
I had already gotten his phone number, and then like 3 days later, he signs up for Telegram. I'm like, uh-huh.
did you follow his conversations and join the group?
No, I wasn't able to get into his group, but then later, I ended up finding out he was a Proud Boy, though, or he was at least involved with the Proud Boys somehow. I was like, it's some of them it's too hard to, and he was like, he started the conversation pretending to be a leftist, and but like there's still like something I knew, so that's what I'm like,
it's usually
let's see
pretty
how
hard
this
to
goes.
Out these people, because if you talk to most Republicans and ask them to tell you what a leftist is, they can't.
What was he like? I sure don't love Bernie Sanders.
It was pretty much like
Biden sure is the greatest.
He came out with some like fucking eat the rich stuff, just using the catchphrases, which a lot, like, I get a lot of messages like that on Twitter.
Socialism,
you know?
Good. Right. Me love Bernie.
But I was just like, this is off. I'm like, this is
why Ben. Use many words when little words do trick?
And it sucks because, like, I actually like the fucking country boys that are fucking leftists. I've said it before on the show. Like, fucking the country boy accent spitting out some, like, leftist theory is hot as fuck to me because it doesn't match up right. Like, you don't expect it, and I like it. So, like, yeah, you see, like, some country, like, a boy, I'm like, okay, let's see. And then I'm like,
like that meme where he's, like, sweating, trying to push a button, like, swipe left, swipe right. Is this a fascist or not? And you're like, God. Because then, like, you got messaged by some fucking rando, like, Jesus fucking lover with
just
French
last
powers.
Night, yeah.
Last night with
French. I didn't get messaged. He just liked me.
Oh, okay.
It was on, that was his profile. He oh my God. It was absurd talking about Urantia book. Self is creator. Self is this. Self is.
He referred to himself literally as self.
Self. Yeah.
I
refer to himself, and then, as self.
He did. No, literally.
In the middle.
Sure, he's not a robot.
I'm going to have to read this since it's brought up. It's fucking hilarious.
Like, he legitimately thought this was a good idea for a profile, in all caps, by the way.
Yeah, all caps. Self was Jesus Christ concerning a past life. Self the creator was reincarnated and born again. Self has performed many miracles, and a lot of them are in religious doctrine that self-scribed called their Urantia book too. Self was Edgar Cayce in a past life. Self the creator as Edgar Cayce scribed Urantia book that was published after 1955.
You know,
I am looking for a romantic relationship. This Lord Brahma has French powers. Crystal clear waters bestow gifts. My absolute equal soul lover does that.
That's where you can, like, pull like
French power.
You pull like a baguette out of like thin air, okay. Like any point, and you can use
really
it as a fucking melee. Use it as a melee weapon, Sam.
Can you please actually go on a date with him, and then I can sit like at an adjacent table? And just listen in. That sounds great.
I feel like he wrote that profile wearing like he had like aluminum foil like on his head while writing this, just to protect himself from like interdimensional beings or whatever the fuck. Because that seems like the type. But so certainly,
yeah. So fascists will absolutely
please ask
swipe
him
right
to
on
describe
me.
What a French power is. I want to talk to him. Can I make a fake profile and talk to this guy?
But yeah,
you're gonna catfish him, Sam.
The whole point of this is. On dating apps, it's really hard to tell the difference between a fascist or a hipster, especially if you do not know fascist symbols.
Or fascist hipsters.
But circling even more back, this is more like how can people like George Conway coexist with Kellyanne Conway? Or how can you exist within more than 3 minutes within the vicinity of Marjorie Taylor Greene without... Marjorie Taylor Greene without committing... I mean, I'm not going to advocate for physical violence towards...
I won't have hookups anymore.
She looks like a dried up
because
cracker when she gives that sloppy.
Like, if you get a profile with somebody and you're like, hey, yeah, let's meet up. Just casual fucking hookup. You don't know anything about them. What if 2 months down the road you find out they're a fucking Nazi? I'm not taking that fucking chance. Like, I'm adamant. I will not let... somebody that far different from me politically inside of me in any way. Don't touch me. Don't, like, absolutely not. To
really
live with them.
There should be a pretty easy limit test. Like, how do you feel about mastering COVID? Just, like, simple shit like that. And they're like, oh, fucking tyranny.
I used to ask on Tinder, like, early in the Trump days, do all lives matter or do black lives matter?
Oh, nice.
That was my, like, question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just became... too much work. I'm like, fuck it.
didn't George Conway literally start the Lincoln Project, or he's part of that?
I think
like?
So.
And their whole existence, and they've had some fire ad. Did I send you their most recent ad for the Lincoln Project?
No, I found that one my own self.
Oh, okay.
That was fucking beautiful. No, and then that's the one that Trump said he was going to sue him over, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And he's like... comes
yeah,
on, he's like,
more
fucking
cases.
Do it, bitch. Like, he actually said those words, do it, bitch.
It was Lincoln Foundation, but not he didn't. But George Conway himself didn't tweet that out. But they're like, yeah, come, bro, we would love this discovery. Yeah. Like, please, motherfucker, please. And of course, they don't like anyone who threatens the lawsuits when they know they're fucking wrong. Like the one I mentioned, like Boebert. And again, that's the proof is in the pudding. Where when they don't, because they know discovery is more scary to them than trying to any kind of legal win. They're like, no. But
who is the lake Puddles?
Kari Lake. Puddles.
She threatened to sue, too. I haven't seen that come
out. She won her fucking primary, too. God. So the main point of this conversation was the world is diverging into fucking fascism and Italy on Sunday. It was supposed to be a listener request last week and just talking about how there's kind of a rise in fascism. But Italy proved that they want fascism, kind of. When Giorgia Meloni, who is the leader of the Brothers of Italy party... she's been the leader of that party since, I believe, 2014. This party, by the way, is... They're going to call themselves that she's not a fascist, but it's literally a neo-fascist group that had descended from...
Neo-fascist.
That literally descended from or formed after the fall of Benito Mussolini.
She's a literal descendant of Mussolini.
Well, and she, like, praised him and said that everything he did for
Italy. Basically, that's the number one thing that you need to watch out for uprising fascists. Is how do they try to reframe their country's past fascism? Like, she is like, excuses Italy's past fascism. The guy, Abe, that was assassinated in Japan, what he was doing. And that's another issue, too. What's happening in Japan is probably like the little slimmer of good news, because after that guy was assassinated, the country's kind of taken a step back and like looked and was like, maybe this guy has a point. Because now the country is being a lot more, having a lot more criticism on that guy's cronies that are still in power.
So basically what happened in this election, which there is a lot of, like, I want to say voter apathy going on right now. This is record low turnout for Italy. Italy has historically really great voter turnout. We're talking like high 80s, low 90s in terms of percentage of registered voters that vote in each election. This one was 64%. So they're just, it was kind of like the 2016 election here in the United States, where there's a lot of people like, they weren't excited about Hillary. They didn't give a fuck. They were just like, they didn't give a fuck.
They just need mandatory voting. Jeez.
You're not wrong. Yes, there absolutely should be mandatory voting. I'm 100% behind that. And the day should be available. No, fucking a period of time should be available to make sure everyone could do that. But so, and because when that happens, when there's voter apathy, that's how people, fascists like Trump, get into power, because those people that are like firebrand excited for their fascist leader, they get their votes. She slipped in at only 26%, but the coalition got 44%.
That's even how our fascist mayor got elected again. Low voter turnout here in Knoxville.
It was extremely low voter turnout. But she's got like deep ties to U.S. fucking like GOPers, like Bannon. I think Steve Bannon. She's a Steve Bannon ally. She's actually spoken twice at U.S. conservatives like annual gatherings. She's gotten the attention.
Bannon is sowing fascism around the world. That's really what the story is here. He did it in America. He is doing it across the waters. Like, he is a big fucking problem.
But one of the weird things that someone said they were traveling to Italy is that there were lighters at gas stations that had like Mussolini's face and shit on them. And they're like, imagine going to Germany and seeing anything with Hitler, or you can't because that shit's illegal there.
Right.
You would think that a country should be like banning the...
That is my main point too, that I try to make every week, is that saying something like kill all fascists, if you said that in the 40s and the 50s, even later, like, they'd be like, yeah, we just got through a war. We just did that. Like, that, like, never forget the Holocaust. Never forget, like, people are forgetting now. Those people that had survived the Holocaust, or I think only a couple are still alive, like, they're pretty much have died off, because it's coming up on, you know, the people have such a short attention span, one lifetime, all of the, like, humanity just falls into the same mistakes over and over again. And they forget that lesson of what happens when you don't have violence against fascism. It's like, you know, back in 2016, where people started saying punch Nazis. And I had to have talks with people that would hang out with us at ASK. Like, You know what? That's going
talks.
Yeah, that's going too far. That's going too far saying, let's punch Nazis. Or maybe if we punch Nazis, that makes us the real Nazis?
Yeah.
Those people don't come around anymore, by the way.
No, they don't.
Those people.
But you got a point that fascism is literally on the rise globally. Italy is just another example of that, where 26%, the most towards any single party, the Brothers of Italy party. And now she's claiming all the time and trying to deny the F word, which is the fascist. She literally used that, the F word.
I've seen so much shit trying to. So one of the main steps that this started happening right after Biden came out and said, maybe some of Republicans are kind of fashy, after he said that.
The semi-fascist thing?
Yeah. After he
said... They got so fucking butthurt over being called semi-fascist, well, despite being literally fascist.
They started rolling out the defense for that then, and I've been noticing it through the week, and I've noticed it a lot on this case. One of their things is they claim that we're watering down the word fascist. And they're trying to say, oh, you know, it's basically like, you know, oh, as soon as you call someone on the internet a Nazi, then you don't even have an argument. They're trying to turn it into that. Like, oh, you don't even have an argument.
So they think we're casting a wider net to
they think that we're – that they're trying to destroy the word, basically. Like, oh, don't even listen when someone uses the word fascism. That means nothing anymore. That's what they're –
I mean,
that's what they do every time.
That's the same thing that they're doing with words like grooming. That's the same thing they're doing with Nazis. Where, like, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene that posted that nobody in the Republican Party has ever been associated with fascism, and says that Democrats are the fascists. They do the same. They appropriate the words, start using them, and then say that we are misusing them.
It's literally that childhood fucking, like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say, bounce off me and sticks to you.
You're the fascist.
That's the argument. Let's go down the bullet point list of what she fucking believes, though, right? She supports a naval fucking blockade to Africa to prevent immigrants because they're brown. Let's not be around that. She's a adherent to the Great Replacement Theory. This is the Trumpification of the entire fucking world, unfortunately. I don't know if it started with him,
It was emboldened with him, but it did not start with him.
I know it didn't
start
with him.
This was all planned in the background, and he was just the puppet.
But he was a, I'm going to air quote here, world leader, because not a fucking leader, but he was a world leader. Fucking fascists and all these fascist ideas, all the things he put through. He's like, oh, ban the fucking Muslims immediately because they're brown. And they come, except from the countries that they actually sent attackers from 9/11. Like, it was a bullshit fucking just racist display. But they see all this, and it's emboldened other people to be out loud at that as well. She's anti-LGBTQ.
Yep.
She says she's not going to get rid of abortion, but she wants to immediately enact restrictions on that. But the darling media...
Yeah, they're already marching about their abortion thing, and I'm like, damn. You know, they elected a fascist, but they're already in the streets marching... better than we ever did. Like, that's the thing. Like,
I mean, immediately after Trump was elected, we had one of the largest marches.
And it did nothing at all.
I know, but they did. You can't say
it was
like
nothing. It was nothing.
Are they riding over there? Are they marching?
No.
So they did the same fucking thing
so far, but they have a history of hanging their fucking fascists, and I hope that comes back.
Hopefully,
but she's. She's adhering to, while saying she's not a fascist, she's literally following the fascist playbook. What other fascist leaders have done, she is, the only thing that she has said, now take this with a grain of salt, is that she is a supporter of Ukraine and Zelensky. But the problem is that she may be on the side that wants to, like Trump is trying to get Ukraine to kind of enter some sort of deal, some sort of peace agreement, which that means that Ukraine would most likely have to give up large swaths of their territory to appease Putin, and so they're not wanting to do that, and so fuck Trump and that plan. Like, the U.S. right now, their plan and the G8, the Group of Eight, including Italy, is supportive of Ukraine and sending the weapons, supplies, everything they can to fight this war that, you know, Putin's already like, fight, because he's disgracefully losing this war right now.
He's doing what us video gamers like to call the Zerg Rush right now, where he's just enlisting everybody.
And they're leaving. There's chaos. There's mass chaos right now.
Yeah.
There are more people have left and fled the country than have actually that were used in the initial invasion force, because they don't want any fucking part of this. However, if Italy decides that they want to pull back support, they're one of the G8 group. They can, you know, they can get others to kind of follow suit if that's the case. And there's been some worry. There's actually a lot of worry right now within not only the Biden administration, but other G8 countries with when she comes into power as the prime minister, that she's going to pull back that support and allow Putin to push his offensive, because they are heavily relying on all the Western countries to assist them in this aggressive war. And now he's threatening nuclear shit, and no one knows if he's bluffing or not. You know, Dark Brandon sent a fucking, I guess, secret message, like, don't fuck with us. You know, and they kind of, like, back down. They're like, whoa, cool. Not like that. Cool down. But he's unhinged as fuck. Yeah. And Ukraine kind of needs that continued support, and she can threaten that. You know, but the darling media has painted her as just as this powerful woman that's coming to power in Italy, and not the fucking fascist that she is.
They're focusing on the fact that she's the first female. Yeah. I've seen tweets and stuff saying, basically, you can't call yourself a feminist if you're calling her a fascist. You should be celebrating that she's the first woman. Is it?
What's the prime minister? Prime minister, that's what I was thinking.
First woman prime minister, and like that's fucking bullshit. Like I don't know. Like, if they're a fucking fascist, they're a fascist. That's what you fucking focus on. That's the bottom line there. Fascist.
You
know, like you can tell who the fascists are by looking at who in our country supports. And when you have people like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene actively cheering them, that's how you know.
You can tell she's a fascist because her logo has a fascist fucking symbol in it.
That's also, their slogan is their slogan is Pronto a risollevare l'Italia, which translates to ready to revive Italy.
They have
make
two.
Italy there, great
or her campaign.
Again.
Another one is Italy and Italians first.
They're literally mirroring. Yeah, I think there's may have existed the ready to revive Italy, like that MAGA sort of thing.
I mean, that's just the core of what fascism is. It's us over everyone else. Isn't that the core of what socialism, anarchism, all of that is equality? Like, that's the main difference between the two. Fascism is this person / this racial group over everyone else. And the other ones are equal rights for everybody. That's the main difference. And as I've said before, I think humans are just programmed towards fascism. There's a reason why when we were evolving, there were several other species that were at the same level of us. They all died. We killed them all because they looked slightly different. And we still have that ingrained in so many of our...
I mean, it is rising, not just in our country. Obviously, they're and across Europe.
And with the rise of fascism, with the climate catastrophes that are mounting, gonna get worse every
that
year.
That they'll ignore promptly, obviously.
Well, not only ignore, but that's... Like, this is what I've been on my pulpit saying. When I go downtown and I set up a box and I stand on it and I yell, the world's ending, this is what I say, you know? That the rise of fascism plus climate change is going to cause a lot of racial... racial and religious minority immigrants, and that's going to help the fascism rise more, which leads to war, which leads to all this land already being fucked up. Like, it's not gonna be a good future, people.
No, especially when, like we've talked about before, in like 30 years, the global temperature during the summer will be like 135.
Yeah, so what do you think's gonna happen when it's that fucking hot and people are trying to leave countries like, what was it? Was it Iran this year that had super hot temperatures and people were trying to leave another country? It's already happening. That's the point. This isn't something that is going to happen. Like, Florida's already getting annihilated right as we speak. Like, it's already happening. It is not our future. It is our present. And I always try to say, like, an apocalypse is, like, when your city's being destroyed right now by a climate change, that's your apocalypse. That's your family, your life, your way of life being destroyed.
Speaking of Iran, something we didn't talk about last week, but I think is worth a mention is, you know, when we talk about when religion takes over the government and things that we're actively fighting against here in the United States, we're actively fighting against those who are pressing for Christian nationalism. What we say by that is look at what's going on in Iran right now, where they're literally burning the streets and burning things and getting shot in the streets, getting killed in the streets, because a woman who failed to wear her hijab properly was detained by the morality police and subsequently killed in their custody. And so there have been massive riots. They're burning their hijabs in the streets. But as a result, these police are coming back out and shooting them in the streets, following them into their houses. I've seen several videos. It's a fucking nightmare what's going on in Iran right now. And there's these women who are being oppressed because their religion was allowed to take over the government and the police force. Wasn't it, like, wildly different in the 1970s in Iran?
Yeah. I mean, this people act like this is a forever thing. Like, no.
No. Like, if I recall, like, I've seen pictures of Iranian women in, like, swimsuits and shit, like, uncovered, just out living their fucking lives. No, they allowed a religious government to like,
I mean, even further back in their history, like, that's the history of Islam, is that before Islam really took over, the Middle East was the center for
scientific development.
Like, that's the history of the Middle East. Every time that they progress, that religion comes to fuck it all up. One of the things, I'm going to go back to Disney here. One of the things...
does everything tie back to Disney?
It does, because it's one of the five companies that owns everything.
That's fair.
One thing that I fucking hate, and that I fucking hate about liberals, is when liberals try to push, like, this equality thing, and they say, look at how woke we are. There is a family of Muslims in our new show, and then they try to have this fake culture war, like what's going on with the Little Mermaid thing. There is not that many... Like, that, I think that controversy is mostly made up about the Black Little Mermaid. I think that it is mostly a marketing ploy.
You haven't seen WBR comments, good sir.
I know that we're the lowest of the low, but on the scale that it's at, I think that it's the best free marketing campaign they've ever fucking done.
That's fair.
But anyways, back to my point of when they had a Miss Marvel show or something, and they had a Islam family where they wore hijabs and whatever, and they were like, oh, it's gonna piss the racists off, ha ha. And I'm like, you're not being woke when you show a conservative family. Like, they try to equate wokeness to showing conservatives, because, like, that's a conservative, male-dominated, highly religious, oppressive religion's family. You are not being woke by pushing another religion's fascism. That's not woke. There's nothing woke about, look at how they're oppressing their women. Isn't that nice? Sure gonna piss the racists off.
But my point, though, is that what's going on in Iran could be, in some manner of speaking, the future here in the United States if...
Duh.
Yeah.
That's the big fear.
Right. And so we see what's going on over there, and it's beginning right now where they're destroying the lives of women right now, LGBTQ. And right now, the biggest... There's two big fights right now going right now. Right now, obviously, they can't stop attacking the transgender. We've mentioned that countless times again. And several times again this year, obviously with the huge overruling of Roe versus Wade, the continuous attack on women. And what's the result of that? Women's lives in danger. And
they're being very blunt about their belief that Christianity should be tied in. Like, they're not really hiding that their reason they're going after LGBT women and rights and everything isn't a religious reason. They're pretty open about it.
But they also don't care that it's destroying the lives of even young children. I know we mentioned at least a month back, maybe a month and a half, this is the 10-year-old in Ohio who the right immediately decried as a fucking... as fake news. The Indiana Attorney General tried to investigate the doctor that performed the abortion in Indiana before their ban went into effect, obviously. But in an affidavit filed in the courts, what was it recently? Two different new minors more recently have had to escape the hellscape of Ohio after being Ohio sexually assaulted.
Ohio was already hell before this shit. Why do you have to go and make
it
worse?
The more the third layer, whatever. I don't know Dante's layers, but whatever layer is that that minors that are sexually assaulted can't seek the health care that they need to get the abortion access that they actually need, because again, pregnancy on young children that age can be deadly. So they had to travel to Michigan because Indiana was no longer an option. One traveled to another state. I don't have that on hand. I don't know if you do, Al. But
I don't, but that's a problem, but there's more included in it. Like it was a whole affidavit that listed the harm that this is already doing. And it listed these different situations. Three of them were women who threatened suicide. Two were women who had cancer, who couldn't turn their pregnancy, but also couldn't get cancer treatment while pregnant. Three were women whose fetuses had severe abnormalities or other conditions that made like a viable pregnancy or their survival rate reduced it quite a bit. There were severe vomiting to the point where they're pretty much in the fetal position and can't do anything. Can't get an abortion. Like this is serious stuff. Like when people are in your office saying like they'll fucking commit suicide before they have a baby, you're not saving any fucking lives, because if the mom commits suicide, there's a good chance the baby's going to die too. The result's the same. Save the life you can.
And some of these are being delayed by weeks because they have to plan these in other states and make accommodations. And just think of the fucking mental mind fuck. Knowing that you were sexually assaulted, and every fucking day that you wake up, you have to know that you are carrying a child that was brought into you by someone who fucking raped you, or you're on the verge of fucking dying because you can't get this thing out and you have to wait 3 weeks. You have this excruciating pain. All these delays because of these laws.
That's God's plan for you to have all that pain.
See, the law there is set up like you have to have two ultrasounds without a heartbeat,
mm-hmm. But it's not,
and then
even
something
a
else in between.
That's
not
all the lies.
But they're
on, yeah.
So the thing is, so they come for the first meeting or the first appointment. Say they're 10 weeks along, no heartbeat is found. But then by the time they get the, I think there's something else they need to do in between the two appointments.
It's always a tactic.
But by the time you can like get to that second appointment, it's too fucking late. There's a heartbeat now. So there's like, there's nothing, very few people are going to be able to because of this, you know, and it.
That's their whole point. It's the system's made like that. That's what they want.
So they're attempting to challenge the constitution of the law versus with Ohio state constitution. And
they'll make sure to change that next.
Probably, but there's no guarantee that they'll actually win this case. You know, there's a temporary, I guess, some injunctive relief where the law is temporarily now stricken, but that's only temporary. There's no guarantee that a judge won't review this or a panel of judges. And it can only be in Ohio because it's challenging Ohio's, because this cannot go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
But any panel of judges, they can be like, no, this does not overrule or override Ohio's constitution. Ohio's constitution does not protect the right to abortion, and the law will stand, and it will stand forever until some people get their heads out of their asses and start electing individuals who actually care for the lives of the people and the constituents of their party. But the problem is, religion is driving every decision that they fucking make, and not only in that state, but within this country. But fortunately, there are some pockets of states where, even though they're still largely religious, they don't allow that to change their fucking laws. But it is causing harm. And
I'll remind listeners again, every Christian is responsible for this.
It's funny because about 2 weeks ago, we had a new guy come to the ASS meeting, to the ASS meetup. And he was just, he was on this mentality that I had years ago, which was, you know, Christians are fine as long as they don't push their religion on me, that's okay. Fine.
They're
but I no
that.
Longer accept that. I no longer accept it because I know that as long as they are a Christian and they vote based on their religious beliefs, that they are actively harming others.
Yeah.
And not, despite none of those laws affecting them. Because if they don't want an abortion, they don't have to fucking get one. They don't like gay stuff, they don't have to be gay. But they're actively want to take away from others. And that's why I don't understand why leftism is such a thing that people look down upon when it's all these... It's like, hey, wouldn't it be nice if I had the same things as you? That's literally all it fucking is.
It's in the DNA of Christianity to make everyone else like them. You will never separate it. I say that every week, but it has to be drilled into people, because the Christians that you have in your life are evil and black-hearted, especially grandma. And they will never not... The Bible tells them everyone in the world needs to be like us. You will never get a Christian who isn't trying to spread the word, isn't trying to spread... make people like them, and the world needs to be under their rule. That's the basics. That's the foundation of Christianity.
I want to tie in something that, another story that previously we had mentioned, the nuh-uh, we're not, but you are. A lot of Christians, especially the firebrand, right, are the ones who are saying that the LGBT community are the ones who are the grooming the young children into whatever. I can never follow their fucking logic because it's illogical, so I don't know what they're following. But I shared you guys a story where a Christian school in Florida, now remember, Florida has that don't say gay bill because they want that, we don't want you to groom your children in school, but this is a private school in Florida that had a curriculum for years without a single parent mentioning it, which is
fucking... It's been claimed it's been there for years.
That, you know, that's fair. That's fair. That's... They can...
The school is claiming, the Christian private school is claiming that it's been part of their curriculum.
Yeah, so this is the Victory Christian Academy of Jacksonville. The assignment was to practice Psalm 24, 1-2 with an adult and to take a picture in the tub, in the bathtub. And these are second graders, so 7-ish years old individuals. Yeah. Take a picture in the bathtub. And when the parents saw this, they're like, the fuck? So they reached out, they're like, I emailed the teacher, like, hey, you may want to explain that. Send something out to the parents. Let them know what the intentions are.
First off, what the fuck?
First off, what the fuck? Second, you may, please clarify, because, you know, you're going to send someone, like, there may be someone who's like, I guess they want them, like, nude in the tub. And so, like...
Hey, it didn't say nude. I'm sure they could have posted.
There was no clarification. There was no clarification in the post whatsoever. It just said, literally said,
yeah, still
take
weird.
A picture
I'm
in the tub.
I'm playing devil's advocate for all you.
And they reached out and said, this just doesn't sound okay. And so the teacher did send a message out afterwards. You should be in pajamas, be in your uniform, yeah. Have fun with it. But it didn't sit right, according to the teacher. Now, let's think about those who, if it had gone on for years, unquestioned... What images may have been sent in?
Well, and the thing is no other parents from the school are coming forward and saying, yeah, like, we were kind of confused too. So maybe it was there for years. If only one parent in the class is like, what the fuck is this assignment?
And the worst part, not the worst part, obviously, the assignment itself is the worst part, because I don't know if they're intentionally trying to, like, maybe we'll get one picture in that we're looking for. I don't know, like, who's sending this out. Like, I don't know why. Like, who thought this was a good idea? Like, I there's no defending that. Like, picture in a bathtub. The thought process there is just eluding me. I can't reconcile that with anything that is innocent in nature, period. It's just it's just fucking weird. But immediately after sending in the complaint, the school said, we think you guys should do a parental withdrawal for the child. And he's like, we refuse to withdraw. We're like, okay, thank you for saying that. Well, we're going to go ahead and proceed with the administration withdrawal. So just by even bringing it up and asking about it, they withdrew the student from the school. And then subsequently have removed it from their curriculum as a, I guess they say, just to be more safe. Just to be, out of an abundance of caution, we've removed this from the curriculum going forward. But why would you have it there for years in the first place? What is your intention? What is to be gained from this? What is, why in the bathtub? Why, there's, the number of other settings is infinite outside of a bathtub. I don't understand why that would be the case. That's such a weird fucking thing that Christians do.
You're signifying to kids that taking pictures in the bathtub is perfectly normal. I mean, that sounds like grooming.
I don't, because, you know, when I saw the image of the spreadsheet or the assignment, There is no clarification. It doesn't say like in pajamas, in uniform. It just says in a bathtub. Like she had, they had to reach out to like, hey, maybe make sure you don't get nude children in your fucking pictures. This isn't a fucking 1 month old infant in a bathtub right now. This is a 7 year old child.
And it, like, I think even taking pictures in the bathtub in pajamas, like, why? Like, I just don't understand why that would even be a thing.
I got nothing. You don't ask me to ever defend Christians because I can't. And it's not just Christians. It's just fucking weird. I don't know. I don't know who the teacher is.
I mean, if you were a pedophile, you would definitely be like, wait, it's probably best if I was into Christianity. Right. That would be the best way that I would have
point
to
out
find
again,
victims.
Only one parent said anything. Only one parent is speaking out.
They reiterated like an official statement that this assignment has been given out for years. And so you got to think that at least one parent misunderstood the assignment or didn't think that it may be like, yeah, they want a cute little naked pose with weird things. Like, I can't imagine that at least one parent would may or may have done that. And they have that now. I don't know that's the case, but I can't imagine with the years of that. Like,
I mean, I have no doubt. I think
because they're like
way more than one,
because they're like, this is a Christian school. They don't, this is going to be used for any kind of perverted action. Mm-hmm. When in reality that the majority of your perverted people reside within the church and or leaders within the church, as fucking statistics have shown time and time again, you are statistically more likely to be assaulted in church than you are with anyone else in reality. Like all these people with the, I argued with someone literally who I found out was kind of a bigoted person, and they were talking about, you know, transgender people in bathrooms. I'm like, I would rather not send my child to church than, yes, I would send my child into a bathroom with a transgender person before I'd send him to church. And that's exactly what I said, because that is a fucking reality. And you can't tell me any, and show me data otherwise, and maybe I'll change it. But right now, the data and statistics show that that is the case. Well, fuck Christians, but this week we have a very busy ACAB of the week.
Very, very busy. Like, we're going to start with Alabama. I've been watching some this week with this prisoner strike. I'm happy to see it happen. I hate what all's been going on there.
You'd have to know they know it's affecting their quality of life there, but they're doing it because they need to.
And their quality of life was already pretty shitty. Like, the Department of Justice has already investigated, like, many of the prisons in Alabama. They have said that there are acts of cruelty. It's inhumane. They have called out all the stuff that's wrong in these prisons, but nothing has been done.
Yeah, this is from AP News, to quote exactly. They allege that the conditions in the prison system are so poor that they violate the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment, and that the state officials are deliberately indifferent to the problems. Alabama officials have acknowledged problems, but deny that the living conditions violate constitutional standards. So they know that there's problems there, but they deny that they're like, oh, but it's not a part of, doesn't deny their constitutional rights. They're being sued, or they're being investigated because, like, the inmate on inmate violence and just abuse. All the stories we covered, I don't know how many came from Alabama.
It's,
the abuse from the
God.
Correction officers, the cruel abuse from
the amount of rape that occurs in that prison that I read
and all the
about.
Prison systems,
yeah. Like, the Alabama prison system. They have an absurdly high.
Yeah, I think they operate. They operate like 13 major prisons. But one fact that I found interesting is how overcrowded these prisons are, and why they can't do it, because they are overcrowding them. They have approximately 20,000 inmates. This is as of July's data. They're only designed for 12,100 people. That's wildly overpopulated.
I think I read 187% of occupancy.
It's whatever.
Like, it's a ridiculously high number. An organization called Both Sides of the Wall is leading up this prison strike, and they said they're running a slaughterhouse. The organization, one thing that they're trying to do is get the federal government to actually intervene and do something, because, like, seriously, if you've gone and you know, investigated, you realize like it's cruel and unusual punishment there. Why isn't the federal government stepping in? They're also trying to change how the like sentencing is in the state. Like some of the like minimum sentences, they don't want any more life sentences.
Without parole.
Well, yeah, life without parole. So yeah, there's a number of things that they're asking for, and which most of them like seem pretty reasonable. And the governor just fucking laughed at them and said it's not happening.
Yeah, so Governor Kay Ivey has rejected them, calling them unreasonable, saying, now one of the things she said, is, this actually may have a grain of truth, is that a lot of those things would require state Congress to step in to change state law and how those laws are applied. But the part that she's, one of her, I don't know, either she said or as the spokesman said, that we don't want to enact these laws because we don't want dangerous people, we don't want rapists and murderers on the street. Life with the possibility of parole means exactly that, the possibility of parole.
It doesn't mean letting them
doesn't mean
out.
That they will get or have parole granted if the state determines that this individual it has not been successfully rehabilitated and will be a safe member of society. So that argument is just plainly indefensible, I think.
And the thing is they're one of the complaints is that their prison system isn't built around rehabilitation.
None
they're
of them
not
are.
Giving them any kind of chance.
They're
keeping them
is,
as slaves.
That's why they can't run them right now. That's why they can't run them while they're striking. Right now, they're claiming they're getting 3 meals. No, they're getting 2 meals, and those 2 meals are fucking plastic bags or paper bags with either a peanut butter sandwich or a fucking corn dog.
Yeah,
like they've reduced, and so they're claiming none of this is retaliatory. They're saying they just don't have this. They don't have the manpower for this because we use all of our prisoner slave labor to do all these things for us.
But they are understaffed too. That's one of the things they're complaining about, I believe. I think they've mentioned them being understaffed. They're not properly standing. So it creates more subpar conditions. But yeah, in the prison system, like the prisoners prepare the food, they do the laundry, they do like they run the place typically, like keep everything going. So yeah, to some degree, they probably are having a hard time keeping things running.
Yeah, well, they're unhappy with the strike, so they ended weekend visitation for whatever reason. I'm not sure you need labor to run visitation. That's typically run by the guards anyways and the correctional officers to maintain that. This is largely seen as a retaliatory stunt. The other thing was they're trying to take away the people that had earned privileges to be in what's called honor dorms, which are better suited living conditions where I guess they had earned the ability to do so through, you know, great behavior, whatever work they did with there. They're taking that away just purely as retaliation for the strike because they want the status quo. They want them to be kept in these wildly horrible conditions because it how many of these are private?
They do labor for probably some corporation as well. There's profit in this.
It's literal slavery. This is the when we say ACAB, this is what we're talking about. Every cop is a bastard, and it's because they're sending people to do this. It's because the job of every piece of shit cop is to fleece the public for money. If they're handing out tickets of any kind, or B, fund the public, private prison system. Those are the two jobs of a police officer.
So to highlight just how bad Alabama prison system is, two sisters went to the media this week because one of them received a text message of their brother slumped over, emancipated, like fucking skin and bones, eyes rolling back in his head with the message, get help. He is not going to make it through the weekend.
Completely emaciated. It was a disturbing image to look at.
It's really disturbing. It's like this man is clearly dying. And she went to the media. There was all this stuff at the beginning where the media is saying they've been in contact with the family. And she's like, we haven't fucking talked to anybody. We haven't talked to our brother. We don't know where he is. So they were lying to the media. Finally, they're saying now he is in the hospital. The sisters are saying, I believe they did see him. He's in a wheelchair. He's not walking. This is a man who was healthy in June.
He's 32 years old.
Yeah.
By the way, his name is... Castillo Vaughn.
Yeah, so he was shot. He was in jail for burglary. He was shot from one of the burglaries. There was a complication to a surgery from that. He had to have, like, an organ removed. And so a lot of his illness comes from, like, pretty much a surgery gone wrong, but he's not getting the medical attention that he needs to get this taken care of. And they're since saying that he chose to leave the hospital against, like, the medical advice. This man is not coherent. You can look at him and tell he's likely not mentally able to make that decision.
To your point earlier, some of the photos they showed an undressed wound. And I'm going to quote ABC News here. He said, "Your brother is not going to make it until Monday. Please get him help." They brought him back to the general population at the prison. They didn't cover up his wounds, and his staples was bursting out of his abdomen. That's the level of care he received before they released him, I guess, on his own accord, I guess, and per his wishes. But they didn't secure the wound, and that's how shit can get affected, and that's how you can die from any kind of infection, because prisons are not going to be clean places.
His family said he lost, like, 70 pounds in a month's time. Like, who walks around and sees somebody in that condition and carries on?
It's just apathy. They don't care. They you know, that's why we've had several stories of where they've literally held down and killed inmates, because they don't treat them as human. They are inhuman to them.
One of the fucking state officials for Stanton Correctional is where he has. He has been in contact with his family to update them on his situation and ease their concerns. Inmate Vaughn has requested and received medical attention with ADOC at least 11 times between July 30th and September 22nd. As a result, each time he received appropriate medical treatment and or care.
So September 22nd, today is September 29th. Why did we get an image this week or last week with him looking like that, if he received appropriate medical care? This guy should have been hooked up to some sort of machine that would hydrate him, been fed proper fucking nutrition.
This word comes up, though. The ADOC offers a constitutional level of care to all inmates.
That means minimal.
So it's like if you don't have insurance in the United States and you get what they're legally required to do, then they kick you to the fucking curb sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you were literally in their custody. You're literally in their care.
Does the Alabama Constitution not have anything about, like, human rights at all?
Would you expect
for a white man, does it not discuss, like, basic human rights?
I'm sure
rights?
There's provisions within prisons that, you know, except for this or something like that. You got to imagine there are provisions, because someone would have brought it up, like, we really want to treat them like shit. We don't want to give them these things. Remember, they don't want to give things to people they don't think are human. So someone would have probably introduced some sort of provision to be like, to allow something like this to happen. Which is why why the strike is occurring, because it's not just Vaughn. Vaughn is the most egregious example of someone who's been neglected care and is emaciated and is just fucking looks just awful and on the verge of death.
I honestly, like, it blows my mind thinking that there are people that can look at that and feel nothing.
That's why they try to dehumanize them by making them, oh, they're criminals, who cares?
I think Sam had mentioned something previously. Like, during their training, they're kind of taught to view them as animals. Like, they're not humans.
I couldn't look at an animal like that and do nothing.
We know how cops like to shoot dogs.
You have empathy. These people don't.
Yeah, you wouldn't be a cop if you had empathy.
It's the fact that there's that many people walking around that lack any amount, because you can't, like,
to see someone in this state.
How do you sleep at night? That image, just seeing it in the news, is ingrained in my head. I see it right now in my head. How do you see it in person, walk by it every single day, and then go home and sleep at night?
again, don't ask me. I'm not going to justify
that's how
Christians,
they become
and police? I'm not going to justify people in the corrections or police force because they don't care about people. As in our follow up stories that we have this week, they really don't care. They just want the job done. They want to complete the job, clock out for the day, and go home. That's most of our ACAP stories are because they just want to go home at the end of the day. They don't want to put in the extra care, effort, or anything that might jeopardize their life, even though they have the sworn, you know, they think their slogan is to protect and serve, but they don't have a duty to protect and serve except for when they're in their custody, right? And so, but they're violating this man's constitutional rights in essence by this cruel and unusual punishment by not providing the level of care they absolutely should, because he is in their care. He is essentially state property as a prisoner within the Alabama prison system.
We should not advocate for violence on this show, so I'm going to word this very, very carefully.
I don't know about
but
we shouldn't.
I don't think that people with that level of, or that absence of empathy, level of absence of empathy, I don't know how quite to word that, but wow. I don't think they should be walking around in society.
More importantly, they shouldn't be in charge of other people.
I'll say this. More concerned about those people walking around in society than I am any transgender person.
Those people with that amount of lack of empathy to be a part of these systems don't deserve to walk around. And like that extends to all fascists.
We have people in jail for selling fucking pot. Prison for fucking a ridiculous amount of time, and people like that can walk around. Like, what are you capable of? If you can look at that and go home and sleep at night, what are you capable of?
Well, I'll tell you what you're capable of. You're capable of sending out an Amber Alert, knowing that the person that you're going after has been identified as the person of the suspected individual
who knows
that the children is in the vehicle with that person, the father. And why did they cancel the Amber Alert?
Because the police fucking shot the child who is at risk in a severe danger. Danger enough, like there's a strict criteria to get an Amber Alert out. At risk enough that they put a fucking Amber Alert out. And this isn't the first time it even happened.
Is it not? This is Southern California. It's a 15-year-old girl. Her name is Savannah Graziano, abducted by her father, Anthony, who had shot her mother. So they knew this is a very dangerous situation. But they also knew that the Amber Alert put out meant that the child would most likely be in the vehicle with Anthony, who had... Now, I get that this is a dangerous situation. I get that. But when we watched the video, and all we have a lot really to go on, because the police have changed their story about 3 to 4 times on this, and we'll get into that in a second, is that the video you sent, every officer there emptied every clip that they had in their guns rapidly.
No discretion in fire.
Now, I understand. This is a dangerous situation. There is a man who is opening fire towards the police, but you've already stopped traffic far enough back. You can push them back, and you can also flank this individual. You have...
As we said, the military would see this as a failure. That's...
Yeah, well, there would probably be a court-martial for someone who ended up killing...
If you were playing a video game, the game would have an automatic fail state for killing the hostage.
Yes, absolutely. They failed this girl by just wantonly firing into this vehicle, which, I mean, just in so much that the number of bullets, I couldn't even keep count.
I know people who live like within miles of where it happened, and one thing they've told me about is that the story changed, which we saw here with Anthony Thompson Jr. How quick in the first 24 hours, how the police story changed. At first, they were saying that the girl was shooting out the car.
Oh, okay.
Then it was, well, she wasn't shooting out the car, but she came running at us with a gun. And then it was, she was just, or tactical gear and a gun. And then it
the
was
girl
just,
had tactical gear on
she
now?
Had, yeah, she did. She had a helmet.
He put her in tactical gear. Yeah. She had a tactical helmet and tactical
now,
gear.
Tell me, like, why would this father put protective gear on his daughter if he's going to shoot her? Because now they're saying we don't know. Well, they've been saying we don't know if he shot her or the police shot her, how she got shot.
Oh, we know who shot her.
Come on. It's common fucking sense. He's not going to put protective gear on his child to keep her safe and then shoot her.
I mean, common sense tells me that. Logic tells me that.
Right. You know, like, he was trying to keep her safe. Probably what happened is she saw her father die and she ran out to get help. And, like, she collapsed. They probably didn't shoot her as she was running to them. I don't know. There were pauses in those gunshots.
I don't know. Yeah. I will caveat that I don't know when those shots occurred or when she got shot. Or, honestly, now, we are still speculating that we are still assuming it was police. We don't have the data yet.
It was police.
I'm still going to, we'll probably find out that it was police. But they're going to justify it because they already had a press conference where the chief came out or whoever the bumfuck spokesperson who said, we don't know if she was passing the rifle back and forth and taking shots.
Yeah.
Really, a 15-year-old just going to take up arms against
the
police?
They're trying to justify shooting her.
That is the most. I saw this like, holy fuck, the amount that the people, the police will go through. So she just watched her father. Like, she does not want to be in this vehicle, probably at all. Like, I mean, she just watched her father.
You got to know we got to tell the full situation. The father killed her mother and kidnapped her. I can guarantee you, if she was anywhere around when her mother was being killed, she did not want to be there.
No, right. Yeah, she had just, if she was there, she had just had knowledge that her father had just shot and killed. Or did she die here? Did her mother die?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the mother died. Like, he was a murder suspect.
Yes. So she watched her mother die or assumed her mother is now dead and is in the vehicle. She's not going to be like, all right, it's time. You and me, pops, against the world. Let's take out all these fucking coppers and go out like fucking bosses. No. So fuck you. The fact that they would even attempt to use this as a fucking excuse as to why they justifiably murdered a 15-year-old is so outrageous. I couldn't fucking believe I saw or heard the words coming out of that motherfucker's mouth. And then another thing that you'd mentioned that they kept changing their story. When they do that, that's indicative of they're trying to craft the best PR response possible. It's fucking outrageous.
So I mentioned it happened. This is the second time it has happened.
What was the other time?
It happened May of 2021 in Mississippi. It was almost the exact same situation.
Amber Alert sort of thing too? Or
Father killed the mother.
Okay.
It was an infant. It was actually a double murder. He killed the mom and somebody else, kidnapped him, and it was a police shootout that ended in the infant being shot to death.
You know, I think we covered
that. I think we did. If it was in May 2021, we probably did.
There's so much fucking ACAB that I can even forget that instance.
We have to pick. So
there are going to be three stories that we're not going to cover tonight. Because
we're
not going to have a 2-hour and 20 episode.
Those are the only ones we hear about that actually get to the news. How many times the cops actually cover shit up constantly?
I think they wait for like video to find out who has video that they push to live media because there's several vantage points that have been posted to social media of this cop shootout and just the number of and then of course now what do they always do? They run to the media. One of our officers was injured by shrapnel and he got a boo boo.
Oh, poor him.
Like they're trying to change the narrative of oh we shot and killed a fucking 15-year-old because we don't have the discretion or care to blockade off an area. Like this guy doesn't have infinite ammo. There are tactical measures you can take. I understand this is a dangerous situation. I'm not going to downplay that. This guy is opening fire and creating a hostile environment.
I don't know. But if it involves cops, like,
you know what I would do? Fucking hunker down. Maybe throw some things to make him think I was coming out or something. Let him fucking get rid of all his ammo and then go address the situation.
Right. Wait for someone with a fucking riot shield, perhaps, or some sort of thing that can deflect weaponry. There are things that but you know what they don't? They never have patience. It all boils down to they never have patience. They want to be the heroes, and as soon as, or they're like, how fucking dare you fire at me? Now all of us are going to unload at you and not even care that there is a 15-year-old child in the fucking car with you. That's what it all boils down to. They want to go home, and they want to go home right now, because this would have been an hours-long standoff, and it should have been an hours-long standoff with the 15-year-old being emerged safely from this car, but because they're impatient, and they don't have tactics.
Thing is, that's a hostage situation.
You're absolutely right.
That's a hostage situation.
Absolutely right.
You treat it like a fucking hostage situation. You don't go in shooting.
Like, and they all emptied their clip. There's going to be a count, I'm sure. But, you know, we've investigated ourselves and found ourselves doing no wrongdoing. So that's what I'm expecting in this. You know, this, because this one's going to... They will have the justification that he was opening fire. What they won't understand is that the people there don't give a shit about that. What they care about is that you had alternatives to bear down and hunker down, treat it like the hostage situation that it was, come up with some sort of tactical way to end the situation safely where either she survives or probably most likely both survive unless he were to take his own life or something like that.
I just wonder how many of these situations we have to see before something is done to fucking stop it.
Nothing.
Nothing's going to change. I'm with anything. Sam.
The world's going to get worse and then we're all going to die. Once you accept that, it makes everything better.
It doesn't make everything better, Sam. That's
the reality. I can't change the way the world works. You know, why fret over an inevitability?
I don't understand why you're not more into folk punk, because that's basically what it is.
I listen to goth music.
let's just fucking
I listen to
do
goth
shit
music.
We suck
it
at.
Is, the world is a dark, and have evil fun at it. Hole, and it's actually kind of beautiful that way. So no, I'm fine where I'm at.
You are right. So there is this natural beauty to the world. It's just the people that reside within it just fucking make me just
it's
insane.
Just a part of nature. You know, humans are just a
we're the
reflection.
Worst. The literal
we're,
worst.
We're a reflection of nature. Nature is a violent, vicious thing that is here to cause pain. All living and nature and beings are just here to just eat each other. That's the entire point of evolution.
But the problem
is
here is
eating
that,
each other.
But Sam,
and that's all this is.
But this show exists because there is a better way we can end our lives.
And we'll never see socialism unless you get to your grandma tonight.
Well, on that note, that's going to wrap us up for episode 84 of Apostates on the Fringe. Thank you guys again for joining us this week. As always, check us out on social media. Head on over to our website if you like links to the articles or to contact the show, and that's at apostatepod.com. If you do like our show and like to become a monthly contributor, head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod and sign up to be a patron to get early episodes, any bonus content when we release it, and maybe one day I will have an Unleashed Sam episode. But in any event, we will see you all next week.
Fuck Alabama.
I wish every cop a very sewer slide.
I second that. Because it was a fucking hostage situation, and they're like, let's just kill her. It'll be easier that way.
Thank you all very much.
Views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.